From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. We begin with the U.S. presidential campaign. Both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are campaigning heavily in states where the polls have the outcome too close to call. Clinton appeared on stage late Friday in Cleveland, Ohio, where music stars Beyoncé and her husband Jay-Z perform. Jay-Z says his support for Clinton is personal.
I want to grow up in a world where my daughter has no limitation, where our daughter has no limitations. She feel like she can be whatever she want to be in the world. And this other guy, I don't have any ill will towards him, but his conversation is divisive, and that's not an evolved soul to me, so he cannot be my president.
Meantime, Donald Trump delivered a familiar message to supporters in New Hampshire.
How can Hillary manage this country when she can't even manage her emails? Did you ever see? Hey, folks, let's forget all of this stuff. What a mess.
Election day will be Tuesday. Meantime, opinion polls indicate a small and narrowing gap between the two candidates. Clinton still holds a slight edge over Trump nationally. And Turkish court is reported to have ordered the arrest Saturday of 9 executives and journalists of the opposition newspaper before their trial, a case that has sparked international concern about freedom of expression in Turkey. They are charged with links to Kurdish militants and the group blamed for the July 15th coup attempt. It is the latest in the ongoing political crisis in Turkey that has raised international concern. On Friday, the United States joined other countries, including France and Germany, and Britain and the United Nations, in expressing concern about Turkey's arrest of pro-Kurdish politicians and throttling of the Internet. Hours after the roundup, a car bomb exploded, 9 people wounded, more than 100 others near a police station were injured in the southeastern city of Diyarbakir, where some of the lawmakers were being held. This is VOA News. As Iraq forces continue to move deeper into the Islamic State stronghold in Mosul, the UN Human Rights Office says the militants are increasing mass killings and abductions of civilians to use as human shields. Lisa Schlein has our report.
The Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights says Islamic State militants are continuing to forcibly transfer civilians to the city of Mosul and its outskirts to shield themselves from airstrikes. Over the past few days, it says about 2,500 civilians were abducted from the town of Hammam al-Alil, with some people being told they would be transported to Syria. The agency says it also continues to receive reports of mass killings. Human rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani says IS has been forcibly recruiting very young children to fight in Mosul since the Iraqi government operation to retake the city began October 17th. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A massive demonstration in the Indonesian capital of Jakarta against the governor turned violent when protesters burned police cars and officers responded with tear gas and water cannons. Police say at least one person was killed and 7 were wounded in the violence. Tensions have been high across the capital, made worse by reports that Islamic State members in Syria had posted messages on social media calling for their followers to carry out attacks during the protests. Indonesia's largest moderate organizations, whose memberships number in the tens of millions, told supporters not to attend the rally, although they did not prohibit it. The president of Indonesia has canceled a trip to Australia a day after a massive rally against a Christian governor accused of insulting Islam turned deadly in Jakarta's Indonesian capital. One person was killed and at least a dozen more injured in the violence Friday. 10 people were arrested. The protest was mounted against the Jakarta governor, who is said to have joked to an audience about a passage in the Quran that could be interpreted as prohibiting Muslims from accepting non-Muslims as leaders. And U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry next week will go to Antarctica. He will become the first Secretary of State and the most senior U.S. official ever to visit the often frozen continent. The remoteness of the destination means Mr. Kerry will be out of the United States on Election Day. The South Pole is some 14,000 kilometers away from the U.S. Capitol. Details on more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.